Gary?
Yes.
We're supposed to discuss crime in the United States and what can be done about it.
That's a rather broad topic, isn't it?
They're usually pretty broad anyway.
Yeah.
Where do you live?
We live in Plano.
Okay. So,
and where are you?
I'm in Richardson. So when I heard the topic, I was thinking of the thing down at Maceo High School in Dallas.
Right. That is so frightening.
It is, you know.
Do you have children in school?
No, mine are already in college now.
Yeah.
So I don't have to. At least when they were in high school, it was beginning, but not like the rampages.
Well, I have my oldest is his first year in high school, so we have all this to look forward to. And it is really frightening to think that you can't even send them to school in safety. I mean, certainly, you know, you can't just turn them loose in the middle of Dallas, but, you know, when you can't even send them on their normal activities and safety, it's really frightening.
That's true.
And I really, you know, they're coming down on the principal, but I really don't know what they can do. I mean, it's just in so much of society with the violence and the kids having access to weapons and drugs, and I really don't know what can be done.
Yeah. Well, I just don't understand how, of course, in my little world, how guns could be so available.
Well, I don't either, but apparently they just really are. I mean, to me, in Plano, you would think that would be about, you know, about as innocent as you could get for being in a large area, but, you know, my son comes home and tells me that, you know, he hears kids talk about having guns, and someone came to his football practice about 2 weeks ago with a gun.
Oh, my heaven.
And, I mean, it just scared me to death. And, you know, they called the police and nothing happened, but my goodness, you know, it could have easily.
Well, maybe that's the answer to crime, is getting more prosecution.
Maybe so.
You know, because I don't know. I feel we're living in an impartial society as far as people seeing something happen, you know, across the street or seeing someone get mugged or unfortunately raped, and people don't do anything.
Yeah.
A woman was raped in Richardson, I read in the paper, about 2 weeks ago now, and all the neighbors said they heard her yelling for help.
Oh, no.
But nobody did anything.
I just can't imagine that.
You know, I mean, they heard someone calling for help. Nobody even called the police to say, you know, I hear strange screaming.
Right.
I'm afraid, you know, I don't blame people with today's society about going out to help themselves.
Right. Well, I can see, you know, especially even if you heard screams from a house or something, not going over there maybe because, you know, it could be dangerous, but certainly I can't understand not calling the police.
Yeah. I just, you know, it's really frightening that we're trying to live in our own little cocoons, and probably one of the best things we could do for crime is to participate ourselves in its prevention.
Right. Well, I think you're right there. I guess people just kind of keep their noses pointed in their own business, but I think that's real dangerous. And I don't know. I try to tell my kids to just kind of be aware of what's around them, you know, and if you see a situation that looks like it could be trouble, just get out of it or call for help, whichever.
Yes.
But,
yeah, well, you know, the call for help is what scares me now because it just, I don't know, people just don't, I don't know, I can't say they don't care because people just have to care about another person.
Yeah.
But it's that not getting involved, that impersonal society I think we live in today.
Well, maybe this thing with the child at school, maybe that'll make people think a bit more and, you know, take some steps to correct it. I don't know. It really is. It's frightening.
Yeah. Let me ask you, getting back to your son's football practice, because it really sort of bothers me that police aren't doing anything. He didn't have a license for the gun, correct?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know the details. This was not a child that was on the team. It was someone that, just kind of showed up at the field.
Uh-huh.
It was a student age person, but I'm not even